So we will now give you, Bhujan Prabhu and myself will give you what we think is something you might like to take home with you from this experience, so that this is not such a crass or crass is a German word, such a cut between what you experienced now and what you will experience when you go to your respective places. The idea of a retreat is not to make you a retreat junkie, that is someone who only is in good spirits when he is at the retreat, but the retreats are supposed to empower you for your daily spiritual life. So we will now give you a few suggestions which will help you to bring this powerful experiences in you, which you have made during the retreat home or to your respective service places.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivasesha Sanyavadi Praskatyade Satarane. Om Ajnatame Nandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Saksu Samilatan Zena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Zena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadatikam Vansa Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivaca Patitanam Pabinebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Nama. This, of course, is the most difficult question, how to capture the magic of the association of so many devotees who have nothing else to do except chant Krishna's names and hear about Krishna during this period. How to take that with us when we leave this sacred atmosphere. I saw that Srila Prabhupada was very grave and very, very deep, because he had captured Vrindavan and Sisi Radha and Krishna so deeply in his heart that he was very grave and deep. So when he traveled all over the world, he was carrying with him Vrindavan, which means Padamekam Nagachati, it means Krishna, and all of Braja with him. And it was that potency, although he didn't speak about it directly, but it was that potency, that Supreme Lord, those Supreme Lords in his consciousness, that gave him the power to inspire others. And he was very grave and very deep. And he would travel from one place to the next, and everywhere he would be met with dancing, enthusiastic devotees who had become so enlivened. Enlivened means alive by his presence. So he carried, as Sri Advaita Charja told Mahaprabhu, everywhere you go, it is Vrindavan. So Prabhupada was Tirtani Bhutani Swantastena Gadabritaha, because he carried, like Vidur. Maharaj Yudhisthira told Vidur that you are a walking place of pilgrimage. So if we're successful in carrying this retreat with us, there will be 340 walking places of pilgrimage in this world, more in this world. But from my own experience, it's not exactly, I won't say it's not possible, but it's not easy to do it. And I experienced this even without a retreat. you know, you're leaving Vrindavan and getting on a bus or a train or a taxi or an auto, and I've concluded that I don't even want to think at that time. I stop thinking just before I'm leaving because I don't want to think of what it's going to mean. I don't want to think about it. Because what happens is you get in your taxi or whatever, and then you go down Bhaktivedanta Swami Road, Chatikara Road, and you're thinking, oh, I'm leaving Vrindavan, and then you see all the housing developments and ever, and then you hit the road that goes from Delhi to Agra, and you make that fated right turn, and then you're still thinking, and then you pass Koshi, and by the time you get to Faridabad, it's about 90% gone, even. And then what to speak of when you go through Delhi, and then by the time you're in the airport, and you have to go through customs, and it's even a shock to see people who haven't been in Vrindavan. You have to see them, and then you have to like talk to them, and they ask you for your passport, and then it's quite bewildering. And then you get on the plane, and you sit, and then they tell you then you have to watch this inane video about fastening your seatbelts and how you're going to protect yourself in the unlikely occasion if the plane happens to crash or something like that. Make sure your seatbelt is tightened. And it's gone. So it's a very difficult task to keep it. So when people ask me, how do I take this home? I say, well, you can't. Actually, you can't take the whole experience, unless you want to take 340 people and say, okay, we're all going to now only chant and do nothing else. You just can't do it. So you have to be, this is what they call tough love, that my dear Maharaj always says, my dear devotees, but at this point in my life, I tend to want to say, my dear boys and girls, that it's going to happen. Life is tough out there. When you leave, it's difficult. But what I have found and what I've heard from many, many devotees, that the best way to keep it with you is the recordings. And when you enter, because the recordings of what is said, and you were there, and even some devotees have said that I get more from the recordings, because during the retreat itself, my mind may be going here and there, and et cetera, or there's so many things going on, and I'm hearing. But when I listen to the recordings, I get more from the recordings than the actual presence, because then I can carefully listen to every point, and I can even rewind Oh, that's an old-fashioned tape. Has anyone in this room ever seen a record? Or a tape recorder? Yes. And even CDs? Has anyone almost ever seen a CD? But you can actually back these MP3 players up. So if you don't have an MP3 player, you should definitely get one. Or, of course, has anyone ever seen an MP3 player? It's progressed. You can use your phone. Of course, if you have a smartphone. So if you really have a smartphone and have a smartphone operator, you'll put the retreat recordings on it and listen regularly. And now, we started these retreats in the year 2000, so there's, and I don't remember the exact year we started the Japa retreat. Does anyone remember? So it's already 2006, 2007. It's a lot of years and a lot of retreats. And what to speak of hearing Prabhupada's lectures and things like that. But specifically on the retreats, you can listen and just make yourself peaceful and think of those trees, those amazing ancient trees in Terekadamba, and the sweet atmosphere that somehow has been given to us by the mercy of the holy place, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, who wanted the devotees to come to the Dhams. And he said, you won't find Krishna loitering in Loy Bazaar, which has two meanings as far as I'm concerned. If you're loitering in Loy Bazaar, for example, you won't find Krishna because he's not loitering in Loy Bazaar. But where is Krishna? It's where the devotees are chanting his holy names and hearing about him. So please listen to these lectures. Does everyone automatically get a copy of the retreats still? Just like here, take one? Well?
Yes.
Yes.
If they return their key.
You give back one key and you get a key to take the retreat with you. So that is what I wanted to say is perhaps an easy, and Maharaj will of course explain some more practical ways to take it with you, but the recordings are a very practical way to take the retreat, the sense of the retreat, the knowledge, the experience, the feeling. Take it with you. We beg you to take it with you and take advantage of the recordings.
Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Bhujan Prabhu was speaking, I was afraid. What will happen with what I wish to give you? Bhujan Prabhu said it's not possible to create to take the retreat with you, and he said if you want to do it, you would have to take all the devotees with you. Most probably you would have to take Vashana with you as well, with the Sriji Mandi. That's already a lot for one airplane or two. So yes, in that sense, it is not possible to take the retreat with you. In another sense, it is possible to take something, some essential things from the retreat with us. Just like we go through life, and as we go through life, we take the lessons of life with us to the next phase in our life. There is a Chinese emperor who took his bath in a golden bathing tub, and he had engraved in the upper portion, which remained over the water. He had engraved a saying, every day renew yourself. He meant that every day is a chance to live in full awareness, and every day is a chance to increase your experience and your freshness. I personally do think that it is possible to change. Yes, we can't take the retreat really home with us, but we can take the essential element of a retreat, that is transformation for the better, with us. There's a very good example in our movement, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, who was born with a speech defect, and as a child had a loaded gun in his hand to defend his life in the ghettos, and who, from such a background, became a leader who was a spiritual leader of our movement, who also talked with the leaders of the secular world. He believed in transformation. He believed in change. And when you want to transform yourself, if you want to better your life, when you want to come to a different level of your life, you need to know where you can work at, where you have to focus your attention, and it is that the secret lies in habits, or in our philosophy we say sanskaras. Each one of us acts because of these deep impressions which were created in our life and before this life. They are sanskaras or impressions, and I believe you are all knowing about this, so I won't get into this. Sanskaras happen or are engraved in your subconsciousness when you do the same thing all over again. For instance, I went very religiously for many years to Mangal Aratik, and when due to getting to bed as a preacher, my service was a preacher, or is a preacher, when I was going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, because I always got up, I heard in my sleep the alarm clock to which I was habituated. A terrible alarm clock, a terrorist in my life, but I did get up because of him. So when you do some things again and again and again, you do create a habit. And I would love to recommend to you to take something from the retreat with you and make that a habit. Because, believe it or not, each one of you goes every day for about 2 hours on retreat. What I mean with this is, every day you chant your rounds. Every day you do some reading normally. And even if you are a compromise devotee who lives in compromise land, you will chant 4 rounds or 1 round, or you will read a little. So every day each one of us goes on retreat. So in that time, that is the time of your spiritual practice, do take something which you learned here and which spoke to you, and apply that. For instance, some devotees told me they have taken this simple thing of the first Hari with them. And they say, my life or my chanting after this retreat where I learned this simple thing is now changed. Or others can take a memory which works for me very much. I will take with me from this retreat, you know, when we sat under this desire trees, remember? In Teh Kadamba, these pilo trees, and we sat right under them. I felt, wow, this is archetypical spirituality, you know. I'm sitting under a tree and chanting, and I will take this with me when I chant my rounds in Neuruppin or Berlin or München. I will recapitalize or memorize this desire tree under which I sat. I will ignore that I fell asleep once, but I will take with me the moments which were alive and which were very good. So my suggestion for you is, when you have your spiritual practice, at that time, remember something or take something essential which you learned here during this retreat, and practice it. And after you have practiced this, you will see it will come automatically by its own, because you have put a new sanskara in your heart. And you live out of your sanskaras. That's the suitcases which we all carry with us, the karmic baggage, our sanskaras. And we live, we react, and we think out of this baggage. So now, let us create a new sanskara, which can be created by taking one essential point or two or three with you. This is something which I would like to say. It is possible to change. Please never ever join the fatalists who think, no, we are helpless victims of our habits. This is a fatalistic concept. Create a new habit and break out of your personal prison. Hare Krishna. I want to now say something which is very, very much on my heart. Bhujan Prabhu and myself banded together, or grouped together, we had already a friendship before, but we decided to band together. Do you say like this in English? No, when you band, yeah, we can say like this. We decided to do this. And we banded together, we came together offering retreats at Govardhan. At that time we stayed in a little ashram called the Dwaraka Ashram, and we were musing, what does Dwaraka have to do in Braj? Maybe we should spray the Dwaraka shield and call it the Braj Ashram. And we would go, we would climb through a wire, remember that wire, what is a barbed wire, you know, when you sometimes our seekers would stick in the barbed wire, and we would go to a place under the tree and sit down in the dust of Braj with the decision to just talk about Krishna consciousness on the Bhagavatam. At that time we had a very little attendance. I believe something like 30 devotees came, and we didn't care. We believed. Actually, Bhurijan Prabhu had once written me an email. He said, "I'm totally convinced, Maharaj, that we have to offer our devotees the experience of the experience of hearing about Krishna in Vrindavan. We have to serve the devotees in this way because this will help them very nicely to make advancement. And then they will do much easier their service wherever they are, in the West or in the wherever they are. So I was at that time a little unwilling because we Germans are born with some certain amount of stubbornness, and I thought, preach, let's do that, but retreat, and so on. But he convinced me, and then we did this, and you can't remember, we didn't even have some little carpet, how do you call these things, these red things here? This thing, what?
Daris.
We didn't have daris. We just sat in the dust, and then we talked, and sometimes in the old photos you can see a bull appearing behind us, or there were cows walking by. Each time the cows walked by, Bhujan jumped up with his photo camera and photographed them. He has some deep attachment for cows. We just trusted in Giriraj. At one time, I remember we were heard, the forest department told us, you can't sit in the forest like this, you can't do this. And we said, I think Giriraj will be happy if we do this. And we ignored that and sat down. We did this year after year, and somehow the number of participants increased incrementally, then we moved over to Bal Krishna Ashram, and then we decided, why not also have a holy name retreat in Vashana, and we did this. Now, somewhere, at some point, we developed a desire to serve the devotee community even more by developing something like a retreat center. Now when you go to Vrindavan and you go to Krishna Balaram, you go into almost a spiritual super town. It's so busy and it's so full, bright lights in the city and everything. And it is very difficult to really wind down. And somehow we saw this very in our times. Devotees also suffer from too much to do, you know, too many things, too many emails, too many distractions, not enough surcharging the batteries. And can you sympathize with this? Yes. Life has become so busy and fast. So we thought of offering the devotee world a retreat center where they could come during the years, and there will be rooms for them, and they will have an attached bathroom, and we will not become rich and wealthy by fees. The devotees can come for minimal whatever they needs to be spent. It's not an idea to make it like a guest house where we earn money on the guests. No, we don't want your money. We want that you are getting what you came for when you join Krishna consciousness. This sweet taste of a relationship with Krishna. One needs to spend time to develop that. So there will be, one can close the door behind him, study, chant, move over to Giriraj. By now it's allowed to sit in the forest. There's a beautiful forested area. You can sit there under a tree, watch Giriraj, and watch the monkeys also. I mean, you have to be careful. No problem. They are right there. So we want to build this, and we purchased some land, and by Krishna's, but we didn't get any permission to build anything because the road is not wide enough, which leads to the land. We didn't get any permission, and the project was on hold for 5 intolerably long years. Now, only a few weeks ago, the Mathura Development Office, or whatever they are called, given us their yes. Yes, you can build what you want to build. So now we want to build it, and we want to develop a web page, and we want to ask all of you to take note of this. And there will be different types of organized retreats like this one, but there will also be times when there will be no facilitated retreat, when you can go on your own retreat. The most beautiful land in Vrindavan, as far as I'm concerned, you can see Giriraj from there. Have your darshan, and we want to build a little watchtower, so that you can get the best darshan. And I just wanted to say this, and I also wanted to say, if amongst us there are devotees who have the opportunity in their life to give a little financial support to build it, we are very grateful. We have a lot by Krishna's arrangement, and we have a substantial amount
to begin,
but to complete it, if you have the opportunity, not if you are poor, but if you have the opportunity, I think this would be a wonderful investment, because you serve devotees to go deep in their relationship with Krishna. This I wanted to say, and I wanted to share my joy and my gratitude to Giriraj, that he seemed to have accepted our attempts to serve him and has granted this to the devotees, this ability, and this happy news. It's very happy news. It's extremely happy news. And that is what I wanted to say also. Then you can sometimes go on your retreat and join us there for other retreats. We have to see, your soulmate. It will be a little smaller, the retreat center, than this year. I mean, not little. It will be substantially smaller, because we want to keep the sweet atmosphere in there. Dobro. Good. So, how do you like this? Hare Krishna. Also, we heard that Giriraj Maharaj feels very inclined to join us more and more. This is unofficial news, but I cannot resist from saying this and give us his sagacious association, his sage-like association, and support come as a teacher and give more presentations and support like this. So, good. Another just small announcement. We have something for you. I want to give you. When you go out, I have to see. Will you please take care of this, Bhanu Nandini? When you go out, I have a very nice song to take with you. It's called Nam Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name. And please take a copy of this song with you, because whenever you feel dry, whenever you feel tasteless, and you read that Nam Mahatmya, that song, that about where Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes his experience in chanting, then it will raise your consciousness, so that when you exit here, there will be a devotee giving you copies of this song. In closing, I want to say I'm so grateful to all of you that you came. Each year the devotees who come are just such moons and jewels. And please make an old man happy and come again and again. Hare Krishna. Oh. Now, my dear devotees, it's time for your last exercise. I would like you to find a neighbor. It can be just the devotee next to you, and then I will give you a very blissful assignment. Please turn around. Find your neighbor. Let's be fast, please. Yes, or you can also sit with three of you. That may be even better. Three or four or five. Who has not yet found his sharing group? Please raise your hand. Have you all found your sharing group? Yes. Who has not yet found one? Because everyone is set. So, my dear devotees, I have to raise the energy here. My dear devotees, please now share in the group in which you are sitting at the present moment. Which of the experiences which you made you would like to take home with you? It's something which struck you. You can talk either on an experience, or you could talk on something you would like to do. And you will see that by hearing the others share, you will get some inspirations what you can make out of this retreat. Is the question clear? So please start now. We only have 7 minutes, so please start talking now.